We are staring down a couple of absolutely miserable days of weather ahead, so get ready to sweat your arse off. After a cloudy night tonight around 64, Wednesday turning into a 93-degree furnace before massive thunderstorms threaten to completely wash out the afternoon commute. Thursday isn't looking any better either, sitting right around 90 with rain and wind almost guaranteed after lunchtime. So if your truck's air conditioning is broken, you might just want to call out of work right now. Just get it over with. Well, Denver just clocked in at the 10th worst in the entire world for air pollution today. We've already been blasted with 20 air alerts this summer, and your lungs are paying the price, too. Do yourself a favor. Stay inside, crank the AC, and keep it locked here to 99.5 The Mountain. As if breathing the toxic air outside wasn't already enough to make you sick, now we have to deal with a microscopic parasite that is causing some explosive bowel issues ripping across the country. This is a real thing. The CDC just put 18 states on high alert, and Colorado is right in the crosshairs of this fun little outbreak. The absolute worst part is that health officials have no clue what food is actually carrying it yet, though they suspect it's lurking on unwashed grocery store produce. So do yourself a massive favor. Scrub down your fruits. Scrub down your veggies like your life depends on it tonight. Otherwise, you're going to be spending your weekend getting way too familiar with the bathroom floor. If you plan on driving anywhere near Santa Fe this weekend, prepare for an absolute traffic nightmare, because starting midnight on Saturday, the city is shutting down Santa Fe completely both directions between Evans and Florida. They're dropping a massive new bridge in place. The chaos starts even earlier with the Evans ramp closing noon on Friday. So avoid that like the plague. Detour to Broadway and keep it loud. You may have woken up this morning and started panicking because the headlines about Jokic holding off on his Nuggets extension. Well, you can officially put the whiskey away and have no fear. The Joker just confirmed out in Serbia he still wants to stay here in Denver the rest of his entire career. The only reason he's waiting to sign is a business move that makes him eligible for a massive $350 million Supermax contract next summer. Honestly, horses are expensive to feed, so if waiting 12 months buys him a few more championship stables, the Cronkies better have that dump truck of cash ready to roll. Hey, enjoy the cooler 90 degrees and storms while you can, because we are staring down a total weather nightmare after some midweek lightning. There is a massive heat wave slamming the front range this weekend, sending the thermometer to a blistering 100 degrees. Get that sunscreen handy. It turns out there is an absolute celebrity heavyweight fight exploding right in our own backyard at Casa Bonita. Brooke Shields just said she's been using a fake name to ambush the management there, delivering a massive union demand letter on behalf of the restaurant's performers. So the cliff divers and the actors, they're demanding actual safety rules and a pretty serious pay raise from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who are worth billions, after they've been dealing with hypothermia, concussions, and rowdy patrons. So the South Park guys have given the union total radio silence so far, proving that running a real-world Disneyland is a hell of a lot harder than running a cartoon. Your commute home, already a total disaster on I-25, but it could always be significantly worse. There's a semi-truck that just spilled 40,000 pounds of Frank's Red Hot Sauce all across the highway while traveling through triple-digit heat. The hazmat crews had to come out with these massive containment pools to stop a literal river of spicy fluid from draining into the local ecosystem. And to make it worse, the drivers who got splashed, they're finding out the hard way that sun-baked hot sauce permanently stains your car doors and eats right through the clear coats. If you've got a Ford truck or a Lincoln SUV that's sitting in your driveway, or maybe you're driving one right now, you might want to double check that your emergency brake is pulled tight. Ford has dropped a massive recall on nearly 750,000 vehicles, including certain F-150s, Explorers, and Expeditions. I guess there's a serious defect in the automatic transmission that can cause the car to straight up roll away even after you've put it into park. They already have over 30 reports of property damage and injuries, so make sure you yank that parking brake every single time you turn off the engine. Broncos fans, we are getting a massive tease from RTD this week. They just announced today they are officially looking into reviving the Broncos Ride bus program. Save us all from the absolute nightmare of stadium glid rock. So the massive catch here, though, is that despite approving 10,000 extra transit seats, they just pushed the actual pilot program back to the 27 season because they can't figure out the logistics in time for this year's kickoff. So that means we are stuck dealing with the exact same parking chaos for another full winter while the bureaucrats spend 12 months figuring out how to park a bus. Now, here's an insane reminder of why you do not mess with Colorado's summer weather. There's a local golfer, Justin Schofield. He just got rushed to the hospital after getting directly zapped by a freak lightning strike. This was at Fox Hollow Golf Course. Now, it was perfectly clear. It was sunny when this bolt just dropped from the heavens, arced off his iron club, and traveled straight through his foot. The blast was so incredibly violent, it instantly set the entire field on fire, which left him calling 911 while surrounded by raging flames on the sixth hole. Now, he's super lucky to be alive, though his doctor is currently treating him for a completely jacked up heartbeat. If you think your work environment is kind of toxic, you should take a look at what's going on with the Denver Broncos. There is a massive new behind-the-scenes report that is painting Sean Payton as a completely neurotic, angry, mad scientist who micromanages every single detail down to the weather forecast. The guy literally brought armed guards into a team meeting to show off $500,000 in cash, and he was caught screaming at his staff that a basic play rotation error was a crime. Stress levels are apparently so high that his hands constantly shake on the sidelines while holding up his play card. Just remember that the next time your manager sends you an annoying email. At least they aren't treating a Sunday football game like a military black ops mission. I'm Dan Hardy, wrapping things up for this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for hanging out with me. Go ahead and punch the clock. Leave the work stress behind. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'll talk to you back here tomorrow, same time, same great place, with more One Night of Queen tickets. Bye-bye.